Welcome back to the Taurusness Best Podcast. In today's episode, Tara and I kick off one of our best friend's birthday celebrations with a birthday podcast episode dedicated to her. Don't forget to follow us on the podcast, on Instagram, on TikTok, and subscribe to YouTube.
Okay, so the first week of Mitsuki is officially over.
I'm sorry.
Yes, okay, so
you may continue.
The first week of a Mitsuki is officially over. So guys, welcome to us.
As you can hear, we also have a guest.
Yeah, we have a guest. But how do you, before we get into the topic of today's podcast, how do you guys feel about the first week of Mitsuki?
So, you want to go first?
You're the guest.
First and foremost, I'm really proud of myself.
Guys, we made it.
Three days in. At first, it didn't feel like I was in matric because, like, I don't know, we just felt like I was just at school. But now, today, it really hit me that I'm in matric since the matrics got their results today. But all I can say is, yo, good luck to us in this year. I don't think it's going to be a long year. I personally think it's going to go by very quickly. So let's just push for however long we must push for.
Oh, gosh.
But how do you find this year so far?
So far, the three days we were at school.
Wednesday was hard because I was really tired. Like, I got tired so quickly. And then Thursday, I was like, okay, I can see this. And then my accounting teacher made me write notes for days. And I was like, I can't do this. She didn't shut up.
You can't say that.
I didn't say her name.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say her name. But she did not shut up. But anyway.
She doesn't shut up.
Okay.
For me. Yeah. And it's not that bad. It's like, I don't know if it's going by slow or fast. But I know it's going to go by fast. But is that going to be slow? That's the question.
Okay. For me, I feel like I was already crying before school started, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was ready, ready for the emotional trauma that was about to come before me. How do I feel so far? It just doesn't feel real. I feel like we've been like, oh, Matric 2022 is here.
Yeah, and that, it doesn't feel like...
Yeah, it doesn't.
We're like, we're turning 18. 18 is like...
Yeah, it is a big number.
And some of us sooner than others.
And that getting in today's podcast episode. Today is the... What's today?
Today is currently the 21st.
And in a week from now, it is someone's birthday.
Well, so technically it's 6 days.
Well, 6 days from now.
When this is posted, it'll be a few, like, less days. But anyway.
Yes. Come on. Tell us. Introduce yourself. Give us the synopsis.
Oh, gosh.
The vibes.
Kian Green, obviously. The best.
Yes, the best.
I am very much nervous to be 18. Like, I know I always say, like, you know, 17 is another number, 16 is another number. But 18 feels like I must all of a sudden grow up. I also feel like there's a lot of responsibilities that come with 18. Like, guys, I'm legal. I can drive wherever I want to go. You know, that just feels like a lot. Like, if I really want to go get something at the shop, I can literally just go with myself. Like, that's, like, a lot, a big step. I also feel like, 18, you're supposed to have your life together. And mine is very far from together. But other than that, I'm just like, I'm trying to not like focus on like the fact that turning 18 and being nervous because I'm in matric and stuff like that. There's more important things to focus on. But rather, let me just enjoy being 18. I mean, like, you only have 19 left is the last year you're going to be a teenager.
So, well, then you're 20s.
Yeah, let's not get there. I'm trying to get past 18. But other than that, I'm okay.
Now. I feel like, this is just such a weird thing. I always think about this. Birthdays are so weird. Because, like, okay, you're turning 18, right? Cool, okay? But why do you suddenly, like, if most people drink before they're 18, right? Like, their first drink.
Definitely has.
can I finish my sentence? Anyway.
Says you, anyway. Says me. I literally, actually, no. I am not. Kian wants to be like, oh, she's so sweet and innocent. She's not. I am literally the most innocent out of all of us. I can't drink. Like, I am such a lightweight. Oh, you mad. I've drank, like, twice in my life. Twice. And the first time doesn't even count because I took a sip. And the second time I threw up. And I had, like, two drinks. It was no. I'm not the drinker.
But Kian's it's so weird because suddenly on midnight, you turn 18. Well, not midnight specifically, but you turn 18, right? Like, 18 years of living. And then suddenly it's like, oh, I can drive legally. Oh, I can get into a club legally. Like,
Kian's
one day.
All of those things before.
A difference of one day.
I was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, all of a sudden it feels like, like a light switch and doing everything is just gonna like fall into place. Where it's not actually like that, you know. Like, I need to stop thinking like realistically, you know, we're just gonna ease things through and stuff like that. But yeah, how do you feel, Tara?
How do I feel? I don't want to talk about it. But the time may comes, maybe I'll be ready to mentally have this conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to deny the fact.
We're going to get more time to prepare.
Yeah, we have time. Because Keith's birthday is on the 27th, if you don't know. So, yeah. What's your star sign?
Aquarius.
She's an Aquarius. Sadly, you're not the best star sign.
Yeah,
like
unfortunately.
But you're an Aquarius. So, how? Since your birthday is turning around. Turning around. Since your birthday's around the corner. Oh my god. I need to sleep. It's week one of my week and I'm tired.
And the birthday
I'm tired. You know what,
you know what I imagine? On a calendar, 27 is just turning around.
What?
What?
Never mind.
Like, on a calendar.
On a calendar.
The number 27 is just spiraling around.
Why?
You said turning around.
No, guys, I'm so tired. What was I gonna say? Oh, I was gonna say we at Aisha's house, and I was really like, I'm ready to take a nap. It's what, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I'm so tired.
That is like nap time, you know.
It is nap time. But I have a question. Mm-hmm. What is, since you were almost 18, what does being an adult mean to you?
Whoa, like, a heavy loaded question for a Friday afternoon. But I feel like. Like, adulting is like, I'm supposed to, like, go buy my own toiletries.
Buy your toiletries.
Go to Disney and push a trolley and pay for it myself.
Yeah.
But I literally can't afford, like...
that's literally,
So, probably, like, I don't know, like, maybe when I cross the bridge, I'll get there, but it feels like almost like adults is a big word for 18-year-olds.
Mm.
And I feel like adults is, like, more like you... I don't even classify my brother as an adult. I mean, he still lives with my parents. My parents pay for everything, and he's 22.
Mm.
So, like, old. Like, you see, the thing is, like, adults is a big term for 18-year-olds.
Mm. Like, what does adult mean? Like, what's the Google definition? Like,
let me see.
Being 18.
I don't think so,
because or being grown up.
But
or
in
like
America,
that.
When are you a legal adult? Like, to drink and stuff? Isn't that 21?
No, so in America, you are legally an adult when you're 18, but you can only drink when you're 21.
Yeah.
But that's only because... Oh, this is a quick history lesson. The only reason why the legal drinking age in America is 21 is because of a woman whose daughter died in a car accident, and it's called, and they formed an association called Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and then they had petitions in like every state to make the legal age 21. But yeah.
So yeah, so I think like yeah.
So you don't consider yourself an adult?
Nope, very far from.
Because okay, so. We're going to give the noun, the adjective, and the verb.
Okay. Very definitions.
Noun is a person who is fully grown or developed.
Are you fully grown and developed?
I am very short.
Kian and I are the same height. We're 5'1".
We're 5 foot one.
What?
Yeah, we're 5'1".
We are horribly short.
Almost 5'6". Like, I think I'm like a centimeter out of 5'6".
Yeah. I stood next to, like, Phoebe and I stood next to each other yesterday. She was like, oh, Tara, I never realized you were so short. And I was like, yes. Like, we don't look short, but we are short.
An adjective is fully also fully grown and developed, okay? And the verb, this is more informal. And it's behave in a way a characteristic of a responsible adult, especially by accomplishing mundane but necessary tasks.
Do you accomplish mundane but necessary tasks?
Your mundane, whatever that is.
Mundane, it means like boring.
Yeah.
Ugh, no.
Well, I mean, you go to school, that's like
a mundane task.
Yeah, actually, school. But no. I classify myself as a young adult.
Okay.
A young adult, okay.
When do you think you're going to, like, be an adult? Like, a real adult?
You see, that's a very good question. Because I think it depends on how fast I have to grow up after matric. Like, if I have to move out, then I'm probably going to become an adult faster.
Mm.
But if I stay at home, my parents, like, you know, borrow me the car and I get, then I'm obviously going to still classify myself as a young adult.
Mm. Okay.
And when are you going to get your license?
The big question.
Okay, actually, no. So, you know, I think I mentioned this previously, but all of my friends like to go on and say, I'm such a bad driver. I want to be such a bad driver. Listen here, Kian and I are the only ones out of all of us who have our learners. We pass on our first time. Aisha, whose birthday is before mine, doesn't even have a learner yet.
I'm getting it on the 18th of March.
That's if she passed the test. Okay.
That's mean. That is mean.
You get to be mean to me. That thing is easier than an Afrikaans test.
Yeah,
actually, Afrikaans test is very hard.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Guys.
One Afrikaans test, the language one, we were so confused.
Yo, guys, we can't do Afrikaans. None of us. None of us can do Afrikaans, but how hard we try, and we've been trying since grade 8.
Yeah.
I actually, like, that's the only thing I'm, like, excited to get out of high school for is leaving Afrikaans.
Leaving Afrikaans, man.
Yeah.
I'm never going to use it. When am I ever going to use it?
Exactly.
Same. So in terms of the license,
yeah, tell us, because your birthday is way before ours, because the next one is ours and Taylor's is only in July. So when are you going to be driving us around like our certified Uber?
Like in cars running water. But like I mean, probably this year,
Within this year,
yeah,
okay,
like maybe, yeah, especially like because now I've just turned 18 and whatnot. Like I drive obviously like to the gym and spa and stuff like that, but like a license driving, like for the actual licenses, is very different to just
road.
You learn, like I'm gonna say, the license driving style, because not everybody drives.
No one follows the rules of the road, especially in South Africa.
Yeah, so I feel like that and stuff is very different to just. So probably this year, but yeah, we'll do another podcast
when Ian gets it. I think you'll get it first, then I'll get it, and then whichever one of them gets their loaders first, we'll get it after us.
Probably Aisha. I'm pushing for Aisha to get it next because she needs to.
Yeah, I need to start going to the gym on a Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning.
She's gonna drive herself.
Yeah,
she's gonna drive herself. I actually think it will be really funny if I get my license first.
Do you think so?
Yes. Because all of you say that I'm such a bad driver, and I'm a good driver, guys, okay? I've literally sent them videos.
You literally faint in the middle of the day.
No, okay, you know that. I fainted a few times at school.
A few.
Actually, no, remember that time I fainted in the hall?
It's like one short of too many.
Oh,
like,
guys. No, I fainted. But you know what, it's not my fault. I'm anemic. Can I help with that?
So then now, how does that make you a safe driver?
Exactly.
Okay, yes,
you know, you're supposed to classify if you've got health problems on your licenses. Do not say you're anemic because you will not get your license.
No, I will get for you. Guys, my anemia is not that bad.
Please.
My favorite thing is child, I'm a little bit dizzy. I'm just tired. 2 seconds later, boof. On the floor.
That happened actually like multiple times.
I'm just feeling a bit dizzy.
Boof. Actually, no. One day, like, Kian let me fall on the floor.
No, I
yes,
didn't.
Yes, you did.
You were leaning on me, and then I thought you were leaning on me. I'm like, child, stand up. Candy, you fainted on me. And then I moved and you fell on the floor.
She had a bag on her back. It was so heavy.
We were at school when this happened.
And I was calling for the teacher.
It wasn't
on
me.
Your
it
thing.
Was also your other guest that knew me.
It was Taylor. Yeah. They just like let me fall on the floor. I don't remember
I was trying to get your help.
You're lucky you were out unconscious. I just like
don't say the name.
I was like, Miss Bing! And like she I think I called on her like 5-6 times. She had nothing.
And then when you're like, Tara fainted, I swear everyone like,
you know, everyone fainted.
Because no one in our grade knows who I am.
You know what is so funny? We were gonna run out of the hall early, like school finished at a certain time, and we were gonna run out early because we were like, we wanna get out early.
And Tara fainted.
No, guys.
Yeah, imagine she fainted on the road.
Who are we gonna call? Cause we left school.
No, God, no.
She doesn't even tell us like now while she's conscious. What was she doing? She don't think she knows.
She's the only one with the first aid. So
I'm the only one with first aid out of all of us. But it's happened a few times. You were like, I remember in grade 8 once I got so sick.
Oh, I remember that day.
Whose class did I throw up outside of? Was it Miss Paulson's class? Yeah. I threw up.
Out of technology. Yeah. So you were really sick.
Guys, I've been sick all the time. But you know, it's fine. One day, Kian's going to be, I'm a doctor. And then when I faint and fall, and then she's just going to sew me back up.
So, with cotton. With cotton and a normal needle.
Yeah, can do that in first year. Not that major. Mm-hmm. You know, can't even sew now, but it's fine.
Yes.
But how do you feel like going to like turning 18? Like almost, like soon.
I feel like I'm nervous. Like, I really am. Because 17 is young. Like, literally, I can be young and
You're
dumb.
Only 17. You
what do you
don't
think it's
going to
be like?
I feel like it's... As I say, it depends on how... Because other 18-year-olds grow up, like, really quick. You know, like, 18, you must look for a job and whatever. Like, we're privileged to have, like, an opportunity where you still stay at home and go study and stuff like that. But in terms of me personally, I feel like... Like, nothing will change much because of, like, the family that I grow in. Like, I'm still going to be in school. And also, like, I'm born at the beginning of the year. The whole of matric, I'm still in school, like, the whole of matric. Like, I feel like if I was born in December, like, it's 18 now, you know, it's, like, time to, like, you know what I'm saying? But 18 in January. We'll cross the bridge when we get there.
In six days. We'll cross the bridge.
You'll know how it feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be, like, a sudden, like, moment of realization?
You're like... oh my gosh, I'm 18.
Because it feels weird for me to say I'm 17. I feel 15.
I also really feel 15. Like turning 16 for me was a big deal. I was like, oh my God, I'm turning 16. Where's my life gone? like 18, like, that's a big deal.
I feel like it'll only click mentally when I walk into a place where I feel like I'm not supposed to be there, but I'm illegally allowed to be.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like when they ask for my ID, it's not like I'm like, I forgot it, like I have it. Like,
I can actually carry it around with me now.
Like, I can come out of my mom's purse and I can put it in my own. Yeah, that's when I feel like I'm actually 18. Like, I can just order what I want. And, vibes.
Yeah. No need to flirt with like any waiters or anything.
Yeah.
Which Kian has done.
None of that. No.
But like, if you think about when you were younger, right, and like what you expected 18 to be like and what you like hyped it up to be in your head, like what is that like image of what you thought 18 was gonna be like versus like actually almost being 18?
You know, like when I was young, I always thought like 18, you know, boyfriend and you know, going on cute romantic days, driving yourself, him picking you up, vibe, coming to your parents' house. Nothing like that. More like single, things by yourself, crying at home.
See, I feel like some people are living that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, but like they're still very much dependent on their parents.
Yeah.
Like I thought like 18, I'll have like amazing money just to like go wherever I want.
Yeah, like you think you're gonna have independence.
Yeah.
And like literally don't need your parents anymore. No, you do.
But you also still gonna be like, yo, can I please go? So you know what I'm saying?
Like after my birthday, I'm still gonna ask my mom every time I wanna go out.
Are you still gonna have to do that? Well, yes.
As long as I reside in my parents' homes,
you'd
be like,
I will have to.
Can I?
But it's not more like, now I'm getting to the phase like, I am going to.
Yeah.
More than, can I
go?
But it's more for safety than, I mean,
just stepping.
Just tipping.
And also,
like, at the moment, very much dependent on parents for love, money, and stuff like that. So, like, at the moment, it's like, I am going to be at. Do you mind picking up or are you possible to?
How do you, like, that's a big thing. Like, how do you think your relationship with them is going to change? Because, I mean, like, they have a grown daughter now. Because like before, you were the baby of the family.
Yeah, I feel like it's also like the second child that's going through this. And if I like don't study at home, it's going to change faster than expected. Because also like with results, like as soon as they come out, you almost like find where you're going. Because you have a certain amount of hours to reply to universities and stuff. So I feel like it's going to change really quickly, especially if I don't stay at home. Because, for example, if I had to move in another province, I'm going to stay by myself. Or like a roomie that I probably don't know. So I feel like then it's going to change quickly. But if I'm at home, please, I've got another 2 months before varsity starts. They're going to still buy my books and cover it. It's like, you know,
no,
like,
they will buy the books. Aisha will cover it.
Yeah.
Connection. Aisha will reinforce. We had to give Aisha our bio books to reinforce for us.
Tara and I literally just pitch up for class and Aisha's
like, yeah, no, Aisha's
here's your books.
No, we're like at the end of bio yesterday, we gave our books and she reinforced it for us and she covered it in contact. Shame. So sweet. So sweet.
Coming to like 18, right? Mm-hmm. What have you learned over the past years? Because we have some, we probably have listeners that are under like 17, like maybe like 16 or something. What advice would you give them?
What do you think like your most valuable life lessons are now that if you're turning 18?
Yeah, if you had to tell a 16-year-old one thing, what would you tell him?
To be honest, I would say everything that you're too scared to do, do it.
Can you give us some examples?
Okay, let me just tell you why first. Because when you're 18, you're going to have far more consequences than when you're 16.
True.
So while you're young, do the things that you're too scared to do. Do, like, if you want to go out with your friends to some random stupid place that you're maybe not supposed to be there, try your luck. I mean, your consequences aren't going to be that bad. But, like, when you're 18 and you're there, it's like, it doesn't have that same exciting feeling because you're allowed to be there.
You know what I'm
saying? Now, when you're in a place where you're not supposed to be, but you're in, you're that beating, thriving heart in your heart. Like, that is more exciting than when you're allowed to be there. I mean, if they ask you for your ID and you have a legal, like, you're supposed to be there, it doesn't feel exciting. It's like, here's your ID, why are you asking me dumb questions? Now, you're asking me when I don't have an ID, it's like, ooh, we have an ID.
I kind of get that, but, like, in a different situation. Like, this is, like, not related to what Kian was talking about at all. But like thinking back, like I shaved all my hair off when I was 16, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that, like at that, like now, it's like 2 years later. Like it doesn't seem like as big of a deal. But like if I had to shave all my hair off now, like people were like, oh my gosh, she's like mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Like but when I was 16, it was like, oh, okay.
Like it was a chill thing.
I tried something new.
And I also feel like people are less judgmental when you're younger than when you're older. Like for example, if you like were to wear stuff like kind of revealing when you're young, no one would care. You were a child. But when you were like older and adult, people would be like, you know, who's gonna employ you when you're looking like, you know what I'm saying? But nobody cares when you needed, like, when you're 16. So I just feel like anything that you want to do when you're younger, don't, like, don't rush to be a grown adult, but do the things that, because you're gonna come home to a bed anyway, cook food. No one's gonna worry about your family that's depending on you. So do it.
Yeah.
So that's probably like my motto.
Kian's motto is, it is what it is. That's all. Like I am literally like crying.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
But it is what it is. What you can't control. That's my new motto for 2022. What is not in my hands and I can't control, I do not stress about it. Yesterday I had 3 jars. I needed 4. Where was I going to get the 4th one from? I couldn't care less. So what do you mean, like, what you can't control, don't stress about it. Like, I'm coming to that point in my life where I need to stop caring about stupid things. Things that are out of my life, like, out of my, like, control, I need to stop caring. Honestly, life is too short. I'm 18 now, getting old.
Yo, she's like, I'm old, I'm old. Wise.
So old.
Very old.
So old.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, this is going to be, like, sound like I've been through life very long. At 16, please, man, don't rush to get in the relationship.
Yeah,
take
don't.
It from me. Kiss to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that you want.
As Kian has done.
Before you decide, there's no rush to get in a relationship. If you want to, like, you know, keep him for the future, just vibe, but don't vibe so loyally. Just vibe, you know.
I would also, like, no one's loyal at 16.
True. But I would also like to preface this. I would also like to say, just keep in mind that Kian has mans. And I don't say man, like, mans. So she can say that. She can be like, oh my god, like, don't long for a relationship. Because, like, I kid you not, she has 205 unread messages. And that's solely from boys. No. Solely from boys. So, like, I wouldn't really take relationship advice from the girl who gets boys, like, running water.
But the thing the thing is also, if you're going to be in a relationship when you're 16 for 3 years, you're missing out on so much when you're 16.
That is very true.
That is true.
Why are you rushing? It's not like you're going to get married at 19.
Exactly.
Some people do. But I mean, okay. True. If you look at
but
me,
that's a bit unhealthy.
True. But, like, I've literally been lonely my whole life. Like,
exactly. But now, like,
I'm not enjoying my loneliness.
But I mean, in a relationship for 3 years when you're 16... Please, yeah, you're gonna be missing out on so much. And you're like, can my boyfriend come? Can my boyfriend come? And your boyfriend's gonna be like, yeah, can I come with her? It's gonna be like, please. You know, we just wanna have a girls' day. We're coming to
you. So, like, are you really gonna come on our picnic?
Yeah. Like, wear a skirt. Come, let's see. Beautiful. Let's go, babes. Like, I just say, like, let's be free. Like, I don't
be free, guys.
See the reason to
okay,
rush.
Think about this. 18 years from now. Okay.
Where do you see yourself?
Aye, guys.
That's 36. That's 36. 18 years later is 36.
I pray.
That's crazy.
Now okay, let's just make it very obvious. We forward whining a lot, so I pray I'm in a relationship. No more testing the waters.
Kian's like, no more testing the waters. Now you must be loyal.
Now's the time to be loyal.
36 is the age, guys. Getting any 36.
Younger. Do you want to be married by 36?
Yeah.
Okay.
Married
by 36, okay.
Degree?
In the bag.
Great.
House of my own, apartment of my own.
Good.
Car of my own.
Good. So you want to be, like, financially independent? Yes. I mean, I would hope you want to be financially independent by 36.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I'd also like to be married.
Okay. Kids?
Oh, gosh.
Between, like, us three is zero kids.
Yeah,
right?
Zero kids. None of us.
Right? And she's going to have, like, four or five. Yeah. So technically, she gets tired, she could separate them between us three, which is a bad idea because we can't look after kids.
I am actually, like, great with kids. It's them too.
Now, I feel like right now, as I said, I'm so, like, it is what it is. Me thinking about kids now is not my
There's no need to think about it now.
I mean, maybe at, like, 28, when I'm in a, like, solid relationship and I can see
Me and so really and so lasting
very long. Then I'll pop out a kid. Say, like, easy, but it's really not. Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't think you thought I was who would have multiple. Like, I can't see Kian having 4 kids.
The thing is, I love kids. Like, I even wanted to be a pediatrician at one stage. But now, like, my own is where it comes from.
It's kind of, like, infringing on who I am.
So I was like, that is, like, nah, so no for me. We'll pass.
We'll see. We'll check back in 18 years.
A question for you guys. Like, if you guys don't want kids and, like, your husband probably would like kids.
Divorce.
Straight up.
Divorce. Yeah. But also,
adopt someone that's, like, 8 years old.
8. Adoption is an option. Adoption is an option.
But I adoption is always an option.
I think, one, if it was, like, I would want to have the conversation before. Like, if I get married to anyone, like, kids is definitely one of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but, like, say, like, he's like, oh, I don't want kids. And then we get married and things are, like, all good and well. And then he's like, I really want kids. Like, I would adopt a child. But, like, the thing is, like, I don't like toddlers. That's the, like
when they're six. Yeah, they're so annoying. Oh my god! Like,
babies are cute from like a, like the, from like not birth from like 3 months to like I want to say like a year.
Yes.
Then they like so cute, but then like from a year to like 7. Yes. Like what is that time period?
Yeah,
and that's especially like, terrible threes.
Yes. Yeah. Terrible twos, terrible twos. Threes.
And threes and fours. Yeah. It's all of them.
That's like 7 years of your life you can't get back.
Yeah.
I feel like. So, like, yeah, it's not really great. But, I mean, I guess we're going to have to check back in. So, like, Kian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the time we're posting this on the 23rd, so it's not going to be a birthday yet.
Yeah,
but
it's my friend's birthday.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yes.
Well,
it's a girl, guys. Don't look so surprised.
we know. Yeah. No, don't worry. But, I mean, you do have another friend whose birthday.
Yeah, you do have another friend.
Is it today?
Do we classify him as a friend?
No, we don't like him.
He's an acquaintance, as guys have constantly said to me. An acquaintance.
Yeah.
An acquaintance, guys. You do not want to be the acquaintance.
Wow.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Next birthday episode we'll do is 19 and then 20. Ooh. And then 21.
Ooh.
21 looks exciting, I must say.
21?
I say that now, then I get 21. I stop getting
like, we used to say 18 looks exciting.
No, I think 27 looks exciting.
That's my crown birthday, so hopefully I have like a huge...
Mine's when I'm 20.
That's nice, actually.
I think that's nice mine
when I was 11. That sucked.
My dad had his years two, so
my mom had us when she was one, so
yeah,
shame guys. Okay,
Yeah,
so that's all for today's episode. Thank you again for
departing for joining us.
Your wisdom and your so knowledge,
small. So small, yeah,
guys, on the brain, the people.
And
as Kian famously says, it is what it is. I remember once we were at a party and I was crying on the bathroom floor, and then like Kian's like. And then he's like, she's like, God, it's fine. It is what it is. And I'm like, I'm dead ass sitting on the bathroom roll, like crying. And I had like glitter makeup on. And I'm like,
at least I was afraid on the floor with you.
Yeah, okay? She's like, she's sitting there. She's like, no, I'm wiping my tears.
I'm so cute, honestly. I deserve a boyfriend. Stop, I need a boyfriend. I deserve one.
I don't know. Just open one of your 102
contacts. Yeah.
Like, hey. So are we going to do this? Just let me know.
I love that.
If it doesn't work, it is what it is.
That's the main takeaway from today's podcast episode. It is what it is. Thank you for listening.